In the headlines, a BlackRock Michael Mann fined $25,000 for trafficking nearly $80,000 worth of cannabis. Minister of Energy and Business Lisa Cummins reveals the NISSS has paid over $5 million in maternity leave so far this year. The United Nations Youth Advisor on Climate Change urging Barbados to take stronger action to protect its development despite economic growth. And the Minister of Health says increased protection on NCD policies against commercial interests. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The Barbados Police Service Serious Organized Crime Unit has arrested and charged 25-year-old Taj Deshaun King of Freehill Blackrock for possession, trafficking, and intent to supply cannabis. The offenses were committed on Monday, October 13th. Police say the drugs weighed just over 19 kilograms with an estimated street value of $76,400. He appeared before Magistrate Alison Burke in the District A Traffic Court this morning and pleaded guilty, being fined $25,000 payable within 9 months, or he will face 6 months in prison. The National Insurance and Social Security Service, NISSS, has paid out over $5 million in maternity leave so far this year. And when paternity leave takes full effect, that number will increase considerably. These figures were revealed in the Senate this morning by Leader of Government Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, during the second reading of the Family Leave Bill.
Every year between 2015 all the way down to 2020 and then 2021, the numbers continue to decline. In 2021, 1,017 beneficiaries, and we paid out $5.7 million. And in 2025, so far, there are 750 beneficiaries with a payout of maternity leave of $4 million. Now, if I were to come down to 2025 to date, as in today's date, we have a total of 842 beneficiaries, $5.4 million. This is what we have paid out in maternity benefits. Now, if we were to assume that that is being matched by a paternity benefit, we can begin to extrapolate what the numbers are.
Senator Lisa Cummins, Youth Advisor to the United Nations Secretary General on Climate Change, Ashley Lashley, says Barbadians need to rethink its approach to development, warning that rapid construction across the island is threatening the environment and the country's long-term survival. Speaking this morning during the Barbados Youth Climate Action Summit and Expo at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre, Ms. Lashley said Barbados is already feeling the effects of climate change.
I see hotels and condos growing taller by the week, restaurants creeping closer to the beach, and progress they call it. But progress for who? And I can't help but wonder how many more beaches do we have to lose before we realize that development without sustainability is just destruction dressed up in concrete. Here in Barbados, we don't need a balance sheet to see our costs. We live it. We've watched droughts threaten our farmers, our food security. We've felt record-breaking heat waves that has made classrooms unbearable for children. We have endured hurricanes growing stronger, faster. The issue is, how much longer will we allow the logic of profit to outweigh the logic of survival?
Youth Advisor to the United Nations Secretary General on Climate Change, Ashley Lashley. Parents are applauding the Ministry of Education's commitment to tackle the traffic congestion around the Charles F. Broome Memorial School as the school reopened this morning. The school was closed yesterday to allow ministry officials and teachers to meet and discuss safety concerns caused by heavy traffic in the area. The ministry has since promised to investigate and implement measures to ease the congestion. When Starcom Network News visited the site this morning, parents expressed relief at the ministry's response and urged all motorists to cooperate to ensure a smoother and safer flow of traffic.
Looking forward to see how it works. They believe it should, once the parents complained of what was suggested yesterday. It should help ease traffic and also the congestion in this area.
Well, as the year goes on, yes, it will get more congested, so I hope that this new implementation makes it easier for us to get in and out and reduce all the stress.
I think that'd be a good initiative. Because if they could like direct some of the traffic, like, because at the back you have a parking area. I don't know if that's like private property where the case may be. So even if they get an extra exit, like some people come to the back, some come to the front, it should ease the congestion a little bit.
Okay, I believe that it is a great initiative that you can drive in, drop off your kids, and do as the sign says, keep the driveway clear, drop your kids, circle and back out. Because every day in here is a mess with parents who drive in, park, get out their cars sometimes, sit in their cars, and have the place blocked up. So it's a great initiative.
Parents of students at the Charles F. Broome Memorial Primary School in the lunchtime edition. One year after West Terrace Primary School became the first public primary school to win the ICBL Junior National Spelling Bee, this year's field has been expanded to include homeschooled children. Speaking at the media launch of the Spelling Bee this morning at ICBL headquarters, Chief Executive Officer of ICBL, Goburn Alleen, highlighted that the expansion allows for the inclusion of all young learners and aligns with the company's push to involve youth literacy.
This year marks the 6th anniversary of the ICBL National Junior Spelling Bee, and we are deeply encouraged by its growth, not only in the number of participating schools and students, but in the tremendous enthusiasm from parents, teachers, and the wider community. In fact, one parent of a homeschooled child reached out to very recently, prompting us to review our entry guidelines. As a result, we are delighted to announce that for the first time, homeschooled children between the ages of 9 and 11 are eligible to participate.
That's CEO of ICBL, Goburn Alleen. Also addressing the media launch this morning, Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman, called on more companies to support similar initiatives that push literacy or initiatives that give back to the children's youth. And the history of slavery and the ongoing fight for reparations must not escape the younger generation. And the National Barbados Library Service is taking a stand to ensure it doesn't. Using the Reparations School Lecture Competition as a platform, Director of the Service, Jennifer Yard, said the initiative gives students space to reflect on their history and confidently express views on the topic.
By facing our history honestly, we can better understand the world we live in and the changes we still need to make. Today's competition is more than just winning. It's about learning, sharing ideas, and finding your voice. This is a space to reflect and be empowered, a chance to think deeply about how history affects our present and how we can build a fairer future for everyone.
Director of the Barbados National Library Service, Jennifer Yard. Minister of Health, Dr. Jerome Walcott, is warning that the region's fight against non-communicable diseases could be undermined if corporate interests influence public health policy. Speaking at the opening of the Health Caribbean Coalition and Pan-American Health Organization's three-day global conference on the commercial dermatants of NCDs in Caribbean small island states, Dr. Walcott said governments must act with courage and clarity to defend policy decisions from commercial pressure.
Four industries, tobacco, alcohol, ultra-processed foods, and fossil fuels, are responsible for more than a third of global deaths annually. Their economic and political power rivals that of nations, enabling them to shape policy and public perception while promoting products that have been shown scientifically to be harmful. This regrettably often results in a policy inertia and a hesitation to act decisively on health. These corporate forces operate at both levels, shaping policy and trade agreements at the upstream, while influencing norms, advertising, and accessibility downstream. Colleagues, our understanding of and our ability to counter these forces is essential if we are to protect public health.
That's Minister of Health, Senator Dr. Jerome Walcott. Our top stories. A BlackRock's Michael Mann fined $25,000 for trafficking nearly $80,000 worth of cannabis. Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cubbins, reveals that the NISSS has paid over $5 million in maternity leave so far this year. She expects that figure to almost double, seeing that paternity leave is now on the books. United Nations Youth Advisor on Climate Change urging Barbados to take stronger action to protect its development. Ashley Lashley says they must do so despite economic growth. And the Minister of Health, Senator Dr. Jerome Walcott, says increased protection of NCD policies against commercial interests needs addressing. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Barry, and good afternoon. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.